Hello, Olawa. Welcome to the Elevate Your Soul podcast.
Yay, how you doing? Thank you.
Good. How are you?
Being fabulous, fabulous.
Great. If you could answer in one word what elevates your soul, what would it be?
Beauty.
Beauty. Love. I love it.
Okay.
Awesome. Yeah. All right. Big question for you. The first one is, what do you think the solution to racism and oppression is in America?
The solution to racism and oppression in America is such a big question, but I'm going to do my best to make it very succinct. So basically, America is a melting point. I mean, we all know that it's a melting point. And part of what I feel like is needed at this point is for all Americans to realize that, you know, no matter how we are all different, we are also one. So to recognize the oneness in the difference and the difference in the oneness, that is so core that I don't think there's much that can be done otherwise in other areas if people don't come to that realization of, you know, the brotherhood and the sisterhood, you know, the oneness. So that's a key thing to heal. Then we can all forgive each other.
Yes. And how can we do that if we're whites and we're not of black color and we feel that, or we believe that we're not racist, how can we help close that gap between people of colored skin and creating that oneness mentality?
Yes. We gotta fight as one. One big lion. Unstoppable. You know, because, I mean, everybody has their history on this planet. Like I often say, we are all victims and we are also all victimizers.
Yeah.
And for anybody to feel like, no, I've only played one role is very ludicrous in my view. Like, how can you say in your many incarnations, you've only played one side? No, we've all played both sides. All of us, you know, white, black. So, and to realize that I've done this, you've done this to us, we've done, time for us to all forgive ourselves. I mean, like I said before, that's such a big thing, because without recognizing that we've all done both roles before, you can't forgive. Otherwise, you're going to keep saying they're wrong. They did this to us. We're going to get vengeance. They're like, yeah, do you remember you've done this too? So I really feel like that a level of dependence from both sides, and just realizing that we've all done that and that we can then help each other.
Yes. So forgiveness is a huge part of what needs to happen to create more peace.
Absolutely.
Yeah.
Absolutely.
Yeah, that makes sense. How can we, like, physically, what can we physically do to help the fact that Black people are oppressed, and not only the African Americans, but everyone in general? Because of the way the system is built, how can we boycott that?
So you say a black, the truth is black people are being enslaved, and so are also white people, right? That's basically the thing, right?
Okay.
So you're saying that we all have...
How are white people being enslaved as well?
Because the system is based on how to play one side against the other, or many sides, one side against the other.
Right.
So you always have to give one of the sides one more. You have to. Otherwise, what are they going to fight for? So that fight is what happened with black people. And now that same experiment that people don't realize, it was an slavery was an, from some really sick minds, slavery was an experiment. And they've mastered it now. They know how to do it on a larger scale.
Okay.
I mean, what are credit card bills? I mean, bills, all those things. Those are slavery. You work so hard.
Uh-huh.
And then you pay your student loan. That's okay. What else do you call that? When somebody is taxing you to death and slavery. So they took the shackles from black people and then white people, and we're fighting each other saying, oh, you have more rights than me. No, I have more than you. I can do this. You can do this better. I can.
Right. Okay. So what you're saying is the reason why we're all enslaved is because we go to school and we don't get educated on the monetary system or how to make money or how to pay our taxes or any of that. And then we get out of school and we're told to go to university, and then we have the student loans and we're in debt and we need to pay that back. And then we don't have much money, so then we need to get credit cards, and then we need to work so hard to pay off that debt as well. So you're saying in a form that that's slavery or oppression in itself?
Of course. I mean, that's slavery. okay, the way I define slavery is very simple. Uh-huh. Anybody who makes you do something that you don't want to do,
right,
you are their slave. I mean, to me, I just like to call a spade a spade. If somebody has so much power and says you have to do this and you don't want to do it, you're a slave. But yeah, you do it anyway, you're a slave. What else? To me, it's like simple. So whenever anybody feels this situation with any partner, any job, if you feel like you need to do, you are told to do something that you don't want to do, but you're the slave. What else? Right. There's no freedom. That's the opposite. It's a slavery. Right. So,
all right. And we have so many different contradictions right now of what we should be doing to help this movement of Black Lives Matter and equality in the world. What is your take on people being so fixated and thinking that they're right, that this is what we need to do, and if you're not doing this, then you're a bad person or you're a good person? Like, what do you feel, how do you feel that that affects our psychology? And then what opinions would you have, or what suggestions would you have of what people who aren't African-American do to help the Black Lives Matter movement? And then I'll ask you later also what African-American people can do to help with that movement.
Thank you. Thank you very much. You know, for me, everything is all connected. You know, the more Black people are empowered, the more white people are empowered.
Yeah.
So people that feel like, oh, that's the Blacks. And I'm like, no, this is for us all.
Right.
Because you can't oppress any people and be free yourself. It's impossible. It's against cosmic laws. You can't oppress anybody. People can argue till they're blind in the, whatever they're saying is, you can't do it. You got to keep your foot on that person. Once you remove your foot, now you're free. That person is free. Right. So to work together, that's why I keep saying that fight for, we are all lions. Don't be like, oh, Black people are so poor. No, the builders of the pyramid are not poor. They're strong builders, the Freemasons. So everybody has to be like, I'm my own lion. And lions working together, unstoppable.
Yes.
So white people, I'm like, no, go with the, if you're the marching type, go march. If you're not, speak up, say something.
Mm-hmm.
Because too many silent people, that's what causes genocides. Everybody wants to avoid the big topic, the white elephant in the room. And then guess what? It just goes on silently. And underground, things can be really, really underground. It's like, but on the surface, when we're talking about it, that's what happened to Black people? Oh, wow. Who did that? Just the common education and realizing some of the white privileges, not to feel guilty, but just to realize that, wow, I do benefit from this, but not to put oneself down and say, oh, poor. No, it's about saying, let's bring all of us up.
Yeah. Yeah.
All exactly. of us.
So communication is really important right now as well. Communicating about what has happened in the past. Do you think it's important for us to focus on the history and what happened in the past? Or do you think it's more relevant and important to focus on how can we move forward in the future and what we can do now, or a little bit of both?
Yeah, I mean, the whole thing is such a big, big question. Yeah, you know, because you can't, sometimes you can't take care of the future without the past being healed. In fact, oftentimes it's very hard. It's almost impossible. But I would just like to leave a little room.
Yeah.
It's very hard. That's why sometimes in sessions, you know, when I guide people to remember what you did or whatever you didn't do, that past, once one goes back to that very spot, that's why it takes a guide. I mean, I don't do it for them. They do it just a guide. Once somebody remember exactly that moment, it's like fresh again. And once you can feel that pain that we all found a way to escape, that particular is done.
Yeah.
It's that fast. We have to go back to that same spot. And so when I say slavery or anything about the past and future, it's like if we haven't talked about what happened and exactly what caused that kind of situation, that's part of what I always say to people. Find out what led to something. Once you can find what led to something, then you can say, aha, we never do that again. That moment when that person felt so slighted, when those people felt, wow, we got to address this. That moment, that's the healing point. Yeah. Otherwise, it keeps going to the background where people are like, oh, nothing ever happened. No. If you deny it, it will come again. It will happen again because you didn't acknowledge it. It wants to give birth again so that you can see it.
Yes.
It's a social lesson. Yeah. So both are very important.
Yes, both. Yeah. And once we accept what has happened in the past, What can we do? Like, what actions can we actually take today? What practical actions can we take to help the movement to make African Americans not as oppressed in the system, and also as a collective, all of us not be oppressed? What are some things that you're doing in your own life, for example, that is boycotting the system or helping you or your ethnicity not be as oppressed?
Yeah. I mean, for me, like, I mean, the Michael Jackson song, I'm starting with a man in. You got to begin, be the change you want to see in the world. Otherwise, you can't do anything. You're just going to be thinking you're doing something. You're going to be destroying it yourself without knowing it. So that's why I always say the inner work is the core thing, because you can't help if you are, if you have so too much at stake, you want your ego is in the way. You're going to mess things up, because when you're supposed to give away, you don't give. When you're supposed to do, you don't do. So for all of us, it's about learning that lesson, you know? And for me, so in my own little way, I'm making more videos, speaking, doing all this stuff. It's about learning to express one's archetypes. That's what I say. Everybody has all the archetypes, but never miss an archetype, you know, in my view. Whatever your archetype is, archetype means your soul's imprint, the way your soul tends to act. All those, everybody has to act them out in one lifetime. The more one does, the juicier life becomes.
Yeah.
I mean, nobody can do everything, but one tries to do as much as possible, because then you're fully reflecting all the rainbow colors. That's what it means to be a rainbow person. You're all the types. You embody them, not in equal parts, but so that kind of work we got to do. So for me, teaching and everything, yeah. And
the work, yes. And what about people who feel that they are doing the inner work and they've been into spirituality or they've done meditation for a few years and they feel like they're at a place where they think they're right and they know, you know, they think they know that they're in the right and they're saying that other people are in the wrong, or they're just blind spotted to the fact that they have areas to work on, or they're perhaps contributing to the inequality in life, whether, like, doesn't matter what color they are, but yeah, contributing to the factor of separation or judgment or hate on other people. How do they become aware of that within themselves?
People that are very spiritual, right? Mm-hmm. Who's still dealing with this kind of stuff right within oneself, right? That's the question, right? So how about people that have been on the path, but they find themselves still sleeping? Basically, is that your question? Keep sleeping, right?
Yeah.
Well, for me, I feel like it's very simple. I feel like one of the ways that people actually who are spiritual actually delay their own growth is the hiding of the shadow. I'm like, celebrate your shadows, celebrate them. It doesn't mean you're going to go out there and be an asshole, but to really say, I have this in me, just celebrate it.
Yeah.
That celebration actually is part of what actually acts like a catalyst to growth, because now you are not hiding from yourself. It doesn't mean you're going to tell everybody. You may even say no, but in your heart, at least admit it. That admittance really is very, it releases a huge healing energy, because now you can see it, because you're like, wow, this is it. And then you can just send love to it.
Right.
Otherwise, to keep denying it is how things. So I tell people like that, and celebrate your just be the first to admit it. It's almost like you're raising your hand. Like, who's the naughtiest? I am, you know?
Right.
Because that's who you've become in your journey. Mm-hmm. Why are you hiding it? Based on what you have become, Ariel, that's part of how you can do the work you're doing today.
Yeah.
Otherwise, you could never do that. It's impossible.
Mm-hmm.
But to judge the past is what people are doing. That I wish I didn't do that. But if you didn't do that, you wouldn't be doing this. What do you?
Yeah.
You can't, because all the things we've done in our lives comes to every moment. That's what every moment is. Every moment requires all of us, all of oneself. That's why I'm always talking about being very present and being in the now, because it's like bringing all of you to every moment.
Yeah.
That's a sorcerer or a true. So all of us, that's what we are. So don't, if you're going through that, allow it, express it.
All right. So from what I've got from what you're saying communication is really important right now to
Absolutely.
Talk about what happened in the past in America within slavery, what we can do now and in the future, and also to definitely do the inner work and self-reflect and heal the trauma and the wounding that's within us, that has yes. possibly been passed down from our ancestors, from our parents and our grandparents. Doing that inner work and forgiveness is a huge part as well. Yes. Other than the communication and the inner work, is there anything else we can do? Like, are you for protesting? Are you for whatever the case may be? Is there anything else?
Oh, yeah. Like I was saying before, one's archetype. Some people are soldiers. People have this world has been like demonized. Oh, you're just a soldier. No, we need soldiers. It's part of the archetypes, the warrior, right. people that fight. So okay. we should never deny them their right. The only thing is, like I always say, the warrior class have to be monitored. That's all. Just monitor to make sure they don't go overboard. Right. There's the time when you tell them, okay, this is enough. Okay, move now. Otherwise, they can go overboard. But the people like that, I'm like, go, take action. Just do it from presence. That's all. Everything is allowed as long as we do it from presence, because you will never do more than is required. Otherwise, one will overdo it. That's the part of what has given a bad name to the warrior class. Their leaders are not present. So more empire, more. They go mad.
Mm-hmm. Right, so there are some archetypes that people naturally have this energy within them to fight and to stand up and to protest and be activists, and other people aren't built for that.
No, some of us are teachers like you and I. We're teachers, we have other functions, and neither is worse or better. It's okay. just about fully expressing oneself. So whatever it is, some people actually, they'll just cook. Cooking. But yeah. we cook food with love and beauty right. and from your heart. You are doing for the whole planet.
Yeah.
So nothing is small in my view. Everything is juicy. As long as one is doing it from presence and love, then it is the right thing. Otherwise, even if one is building something really beautiful on the planet, if there's no love behind it, to me, it's like it will cause problems.
Yeah.
Because that love, that's the juice. It's like the missing ingredient in most things, love and presence. When you add it to almost anything, that thing has to do good one way or the other. Even if you don't know how to do it, somehow good will come out of it. Because yeah. love is the ingredient. Yeah. So yeah. what I was saying.
The reason why I keep asking that is because, like, I believe I am not racist at all. And I love people of all color. I've always had an admiration, particularly to African people, whether they're African American or from Africa. And I'm reading a lot on social media now. I can feel the trauma and the wounding and the aggression behind some of the people who feel oppressed or don't feel like there is equality, and there isn't in many cases. And what I keep hearing again and again on social media is what you're doing isn't enough. Being anti-racist isn't enough. Like just being a loving person isn't enough. And I'm a sensitive person, and I can't help but feel attacked. And
of course.
We're human. Yeah, and I want to help, and like, I just love people so much, and I'm just like, what can I do? Like, I'm just like, I feel pushed in a corner. I'm like, what can I do? And I don't want to say anything wrong, and I don't want to live with guilt. Like, I don't want to accept this and feel guilty. And I don't feel like I'm a fighter. I don't want to be part of this like protesting and whatever. I do feel like my purpose is to educate and to inspire. And yeah, I guess that's why I just keep pressing on that question. Like, what more can I do? What more can we do? Because I do want the violence to end, and I do want the racism to end.
Wow. Thank you so much for that beautiful. Thank you so much for this beautiful moment. I mean, this is what I call heart to heart. I mean, I feel your heart. I feel your beautiful soul is there, you know, but we live in a world where people don't allow each other to be who we are. Yeah. And it's not anybody's fault. None of our parents allowed us to fully be who we are.
Yeah.
So when somebody is doing something different than you, it makes you doubt sometimes that's what's happened to people. So yeah. am I doing the wrong way then? As opposed to saying, I'm doing me, you do you. There's an inner doubt in most people, and the way they lash out, that you should be doing like me. So it's the lack of what I call lack of respect. That's why sometimes I'll be like, I love you, I respect you. To respect somebody is to say, your architect, I might not understand it, but you do it. Mm-hmm. So they're like saying, you're just sitting down there being lazy, but they don't realize there's power in words. Right. Otherwise, I wouldn't bother with this. I mean, what would be the point? But every word we say is a mantra. If one says it's from presence and love, it's a mantra. When you're saying, let's get together, all those words are going out into existence. It doesn't mean we're going to do it perfectly. This interview, the work you're doing, and just feeling your heart, you couldn't have faked this beautiful moment. Your heart, you just want to shine and do, express exactly as existence has created you.
Yeah.
So that's part of what I was saying the other day. I said, we have to be sometimes stubborn and rebellious because I said, life doesn't support you. You got to say, no, don't try to push me on your own path. This is my path. Sometimes I might want to join you on your path, but don't ever. That's what I call the inner lion in all of us. We have to use sometimes.
Yeah.
Like a roar. And say, this is what I do. This is my song.
Yeah.
And don't you dare get in my way. This is what I'm doing. This is my heart song. Otherwise, they keep interfering. They keep interfering. It's like, you do you. Am I stopping you?
No.
Am I stopping you? Please. When I feel like, I'll come fight with you. If I never feel the call, I will not. Blessed be.
Yeah. Great. Thank you. Thank you so much for this. Like I wasn't sure if I wanted to bring this up on my podcast. I wasn't sure if people would want to hear my opinion because I'm not of color or anything. And I am privileged. I am white. Yeah. Thank you. I really wanted to have an episode on this on my podcast. Thank you so much. I love your viewpoint. I love your Facebook lives. You're amazing. Tell people how they can find you on Facebook.
I'll just have to put my name on Oluwa Adams Oyenuga, but it looks like I'm maybe almost full. I keep removing people that are not doing anything, but I'm going to remove a lot of people very soon and create more room. Or you can go to Meditative Living Multiversity and just follow. Meditative Living Multiversity. Just follow me there. Or Instagram. Add me on Instagram. And I'm going to be putting some videos on YouTube too. Same name, Oluwa Adams Oyenuga.
Awesome.
Instagram,
I'll get all your links and I'll put them in the show notes.
Oh, okay. Thank you so much. Keep doing your work. Keep shining. Much love to you.
Thank
Blessings.
You so much, Oluwa.
I see you. Thank you. I see you. Much love to you too. Love you too. Take care. Bye. Blessings. Bye.